Buenos dias, good morning. The European Union has been left humiliated after the Spanish government tore apart plans for energy and natural gas generation to be included in the classification table of green options in the community framework. Spain is a firm defender of the green taxonomy as a key element for common references that can be used by investors to reach climate neutrality by 2050. According to the department headed by Minister for Ecological Transition, Teresa Ribera. But the minister warned within this objective, admitting nuclear and natural gas as part of the European green taxonomy would be a step backwards. Ms. Ribera said, regardless of whether investments can continue to be made in one or the other, we consider they are not green or sustainable energies. In response to the draft proposed by the European Commission, she responded, it makes no sense and sends the whole wrong signals for the energy transition of the EU as a whole. Spain has said that both nuclear energy and natural gas can indeed play a role in a transition to decarbonisation and reaching climate neutrality by 2050. Spanish school children and students will return to their classrooms as planned on the 10th of January after the government decided yesterday to not keep schools closed in the face of the Omicron COVID-19 variant. The decision was reached unanimously between the Interterritorial Council on the National Health System, the Education Sector Conference, and the General Conference on University Policy. In a context of hundreds of thousands of daily COVID-19 infections, but with a level of hospitalization far below previous waves, Juanma Moreno, the president of the Junta de Andalucía, said the emphasis should not be on the high number of infections, but rather on the lower number of patients entering hospital or dying. The level of clinical incidence is much lower than in previous waves, so I think we should not emphasize the number of infections. Knowing that infections are much milder, I think that is not the level of incidence that we have to take into account, but rather the level of clinical incidence, Moreno said at a press conference in Malaga yesterday. We have to consider the number who go to hospitals or go to an intensive care unit or sadly dies. We must change the parameters, Moreno said, adding that it's still necessary to underline that some people experience COVID-19 in a serious way. That's the latest for TRE. I'm Howard Brereton.